Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
Welcome to Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, live in studio on a lovely Victory Monday. Darren.
Yeah.
Come on, give me some more enthusiasm. No.
Yeah.
After that game we just witnessed, give me something here.
Let's just say it's a good thing that they won versus a loss, because it would have been a whole lot of mofos going across his airways right now.
But they did win, Darren.
That's the whole point. And because of that, I don't get to use my filth Eddie Murphy language today. But I will say this: my heart is still kind of racing, still pounding from last night's game, and we'll talk more about it in just a second with our good friend Todd Lebo. But all in all, trust me, it could be a whole lot worse. You could be a Buffalo Bills fan.
I think the biggest takeaway is Josh Allen is now following the footsteps of Mahomes in the fact that he had the coin flip go against him this time. Right? Now he's learned. And that makes me nervous, because what happened after Mahomes, the next season after that?
Well, hey, here's the deal with
Didn't change any.
Which mic are you on, Lebo? Oh,
this mic right here. Is there something broken with this mic?
Yeah,
what you're doing?
I do know what I'm doing, but sometimes.
Why were you playing music, though?
Exactly.
That was the wrong one.
So you do know what you're doing.
There's four different mic opportunities back here.
So
we don't do excuses on the show.
When someone shows up in the middle of the intro, I don't get to see which mic they're on.
Whoa. I have a lot of important things to do around here.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you, Lebo?
I do.
So hold on.
In 2018, the Patriots offensive lineman called the snap and they won. This one's on Allen. He called, and they say tails never fails, except when it does. This was all on him. He called the snap. There was
he was
not
the only one out there.
He's the only one out there. It was Hitchens and Butker. That's an odd pair.
Yeah, why not? Why not Ingram? Who's gotten well?
No. Work, well, but. We wasn't a visiting team.
And no, because he's so sit out there.
Yeah, but
the visiting team gets to call it.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is that since that time in the AFC Championship game in 2018, the Chiefs, they haven't, when it matters most, they haven't lost a coin flip, coin toss.
Since that one.
Yeah.
Waited.
Is that what you're going with?
It's rather apropos, of course, how people are upset about, he didn't get a chance as well. Mahomes didn't get a chance to touch the ball.
Do we know what the Bills owner voted on, too? That'd be a fun thing to pull up.
Did you vote for this?
I looked.
He voted no.
Well, do we know for sure? Because I looked.
Yes, he voted no.
Okay, because everywhere I looked online,
I stayed on top of, because I asked any of them about it. He was like, at the time, they weren't going to cry foul. But then they end up, trying to get it pushed, because it was the same thing when we talked about last year about the hiring the black coaches, waiting until after the season. Buffalo decided to put that, to have that voted on, and it didn't get voted on, but it didn't get approved. So, to where coaches wouldn't get interviewed until after the playoffs were over, to keep it like a level playing field. But Sterling, be that as it may,
he got one of his MVPs into the next round. He got Stafford.
He did.
He didn't get his lover Josh, but
I picked the Chiefs. Yeah. 13 seconds. When things are grim, be the grim reaper. Do you think Andy Reid actually said that? Do you believe that Andy comes up with those kind of bars?
I didn't get to ask that exact question last night, but I was curious because Patrick was asked about it. And McColl today was kind of like, I don't know if he really said that or – it's just something he said at the press conference. McColl actually said those things, so I don't know what was
see,
said.
And I'm wondering whether or not Ted or Brad teed Adam, hey Adam, ask Andy something.
No, I don't think they do that. I don't think they're working that way. But.
Mahomes goes, I want a cool nickname, so I'm going to say Andy called me the Grim Reaper.
No, it was it was a great line though. It stood right out immediately.
Incredible.
Here's the deal. This is what everyone's been talking about. Sterling, you're a child, so you haven't been to many things.
You're
in your
such
life,
a baby.
But a couple of grown men in this room who've been around the block and seen
they got
some
hair
things.
On their chest.
You mean to here?
No,
come
please
on now.
Don't, please
come
don't,
on now.
Please don't.
Todd's our HR Camel department. Todd's HR. Look at that bad boy.
Here's
what's that
the
doing for you?
I've been thinking about this. I've been Leaves, racking my brain.
Here.
What is now? There's three. What is where does this one rank? Let's put a few things in here.
Yeah, hold on. No,
how important
funny.
It is.
Steve and I had that exact question last night to each other that we posed. So I'm waiting to hear what you put in there.
Where does this rank on sporting events you've watched with your own eyeballs?
Watched or covered?
Watched. Well, you know, you're there. I mean, if you're at the at the place.
Well, and the reason I say because it is different when you're there live seeing it firsthand versus you know what you hear and see on television.
You're not just like not on TV. You're at the place, and even though it stinks that we're in the press box, it's nowhere near. You don't get the atmosphere in the Chiefs press box that you get. But we're covering it. Where does this rank? Whether you've been a fan or covering or whatever, with any sporting event.
Ew. Well, I'm just gonna keep it on football. I've got to because it wouldn't be fair to the other sports, but. It's top three, and I'm still juggling because you look at the importance, and the first one for me was the Rams Chiefs game in 2018, where it was 54.
The wildness 51. Of it. Yeah.
It was wild because Steve and I, we started in the press box in the fourth quarter. We trickled our way down and got on the field, and so we're in the end zone, and we're seeing, you know, you get the action back and forth. You got 80,000, 100,000 people there. You got ESPN on one side, NFL Network on the other side. It had a big Super Bowl feel. Ric Flair was there with us, so I mean, we're just feeling the moment, and the fact that Patrick Mahomes had 5 turnovers in that ball game, but had 6 touchdowns. And both teams score 105 points in a matter of 60 minutes with no overtime. That was
that
the
game
most,
felt big, but it didn't mean as
it,
much.
It didn't mean as much. So now I got to weigh last night's game versus the Super Bowl because of the magnitude of what took place the previous two games and had to come back from behind. In the Super Bowl, I thought the Chiefs were going to lose. There was a lot of mofos coming out of my mouth that had
after
me lost
the
that game.
Second interception,
yeah,
and they're down 10. You're like.
Come on.
I don't think they can win
yeah,
this game.
And they did. So Super Bowl is still number one, but this is a close second with the Rams Chiefs game being number three for me.
I think you can't knock the Super Bowl out of one because of what it means.
Right.
I mean, the meaning of it is so huge. So huge.
Yeah.
You can't knock it out. But the game itself wasn't as thrilling the entire time. Mm-hmm. Because the Super Bowl kind of stunk until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Really. This one was back and forth all night. So it's right there. I mean, the stakes were huge because, obviously, you lose, you go home.
But as I mentioned to you, though, the game was close, but it really shouldn't have been as close.
It doesn't matter. It was. It was.
Okay,
doesn't matter.
But
doesn't matter. It was what
okay,
it was.
All right.
I think as far as drama and the importance of the game, this is still one less important as the 2018 AFC Championship game because you're one step away from the Super Bowl. That game, to me, was three, so that pushes
the Rams game down.
If I call the Super Bowl 100 because of what it means, and I call this one like a 98, then I call that title game like a 97.5 because the game wasn't quite as good. But it was. It had something a little bit better because the Chiefs were so bad early, and they came back. But it was just like it was just so wild, and it came down to coin toss, right? It came down to the coin toss, and whoever won the coin toss won.
The 2018 game, though.
The 2018 one. That.
That's more so the second half, though. That's the second half in overtime.
And that was basically like this second half. This game was better in the first half because there was some more stuff going on. The Chiefs didn't score in the first half of the 18 game, but it was also you realized that Patrick Mahomes was going to be really special. He'd had a great year in 18.
Yeah.
Those games you're talking about, 12, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All that stuff. But then he didn't score any damn points. And then you're like, well, what?
Yeah,
these guys are just going to get
beat. They
were
down 21-3 at the half.
And then he just like went nuts in the second half. And you're like, win or lose, this is something that's going to springboard this guy. So that one is so close to the drama.
And then
it's a little
quarter,
bit better because the drama because It was for the AFC Championship game.
But also in the fourth quarter, he scored like 21. They scored 21 in like 3 minutes.
And they scored all those points. It was almost exactly the same. They scored, and then the Patriots scored, and then they scored, and then they kicked it. They got the field goal. And then this one, it was like blah, blah, blah. The only difference was the damn coin toss.
I'm saying this. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, this is going to be number two behind the previous Super Bowl victory. And here's why. When you think of the Kansas City Royals, what's the first game that comes to mind?
The wild card game.
It's the wild card game.
Not the one they won.
It's not the one they won. It's the wild card game. So I think if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, this will, I think, bump up because of the magnitude.
Well, it also depends on what happens Sunday.
Sure.
Sunday could be crazy. No, hell, we don't even know.
I agree, but this felt like an AFC Championship game.
Absolutely.
This felt like a Super Bowl, but to me,
I think it's the best two teams in the NFL played.
I agree. And if you
want to, the Raiders are going to show it too.
But if you want to harken it back or to baseball terms, we're going to say this was the wild card game for Kansas City. This was the game that they had to have, and after that, it was,
you needed to have it. Now, the other game that still is the most shocking thing I've ever seen. Regardless, this is more shocking than 13 seconds. Was the freaking Houston game that
down
they were
24.
Down 24 to nothing and had the lead before halftime. They scored 28 points before halftime in the second quarter of that game. That's the most shocking thing I've ever seen.
Bill O'Brien was the head coach.
Doesn't matter. It is what it is. It was the most shocking thing I've seen in football, but it was just like
13 seconds
wow.
has to be the most
so,
shocking.
Okay, so but to your point though, Lee, when you talk about importance, that can kind of go on the same level as the Super Bowl, because if they don't do that, they don't even get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have to have it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that I think Sterling would be the quote unquote Chiefs wild card, because I think that essentially, well, that was a divisional game, but I think, you know, there's a lot of merit to it. So Sterling, what about you? I mean, where's this rank for you
right now?
Now, were you there?
One. Yeah.
I was not in the game.
You don't count them. You can't count this. Yeah. The other games.
This is for grown men.
Oh, okay. Then I'm counting.
Lee
Monday night. Halloween night.
The Monday night game?
When Studebaker.
That's a good one.
I mean, that's Philip Rivers fumbling when he could have kneeled.
And the fireworks went off.
Yeah, it was incredible. No, as far as, again, to me, I can't place it until we see how this season finishes out, because if they do win the Super Bowl, then I will probably bump this up
huge,
to number two.
Yeah.
Because what is at stake now is Kansas City controls their destiny. It's home field advantage up until the Super Bowl. The Titans lost. The Packers lost. It feels like the stars are aligning for Kansas City. It's giving them the easiest path right now.
I wouldn't call it either, but what I would say is that
they're home.
They're home. You're facing the Bengals.
But,
you beat the Bills.
This is
Green Bay's out.
This is the revenge tour I was telling you about. You know,
they got one off. Now they go get another.
Now
one.
You get the Bengals, and then look, Steve and I talked about it last night. I mean, I would prefer to play the Rams. Now the Rams, they're going to be a tough out because of their stars are playing like they're supposed to, but I still think back to 2018, when Chiefs lost that game 54-51.
Well, you don't trust Matthew Stafford either. As much as Sterling loves him, nobody trusts him to win anything.
I will say this, though. Matt Stafford, who had the big throw late?
Oh, my God.
After Cam
awesome.
Akers, because by the way, when a guy runs 24 times for 49 yards and already fumbled on the 1 yard line, you have to give him the ball.
And he didn't protect
it. Why wouldn't you give it to. Dude, bring in the backup. Give the ball to Cooper Kupp on an end around. Do something else. How the hell
well,
is
Cooper
Cam Kupp Akers.
Had fumbled too.
No, I get that. But my point
but
is,
that's
though.
Also the only reason why, that's also the other reason why I don't want to face Rams, because Cooper Kupp is going to eat this defense alive.
But Matt Stafford was incredible. Think of that. Cooper Kupp fumbled.
He was great.
Cam Akers fumbled on the 1 yard line.
I'm giving you a hard time.
About a score.
Don't get mad at me.
Defend your man.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Dude,
Matt Stafford's catching strays.
Sterling.
He was the third best quarterback.
But the best thing happened yesterday. So we're at the game, right? Darren's up in the press box. I'm in the press box. The game is on the scoreboards. The Tampa game with the Rams. It's on the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Everyone in Kansas City hates Tom Brady. But the fire in the belly for Tom Brady for the Chiefs fans is like a little baby thing compared to the fire in the belly of the Bills fans, because they got it for 20 years.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
there's a couple thousand Bills fans there. There's a good number.
Oh, it was
number.
A lot of Bills fans there.
They're all – when Brady gets them down there and they score on that fourth down play, right, Fournette scores, the whole place just goes, oh, it was like they were all throwing up. And then there's like this nervous energy and whatever. They kick the ball off. They complete a pass, and you're like, oh, you know, yeah. And they throw that long one, and the place goes. I mean, it's like the game was on. They were going, ah! They cut it off before the field goal because they had to go to, like, official, like, the game presentation, sponsored stuff, and all these people were down there going, what the hell happened? They were all grabbing their phones, trying to see. And we of course, were fine. We were in the press box. We had TV. We were sitting there watching. It's like,
were you nervous about Matt Gay, though? Matt Gay was short on a 47-yarder.
He
was banged up.
That was only 30-some yards. He was going to make it.
But he was hurt, apparently. I didn't know he was injured. They came out afterwards and said that Matt Gay was injured. Because I'm like, how the hell do you?
Well, he kicked the one, and we all looked at each other, that's good. And then we looked down. We said, what do you mean it's not good?
Right.
Short? What was he kicking a 70-yarder?
Is it Morton Anderson when he was 42?
But it was great, though. Did you notice that the crowd, when they took it off the scoreboard, were all just like, what the? They had a 74,000-person sports bar watching this game, and then they just put Heidi on, right? They clicked it. It was crazy.
But then NCS came on CBS, and you would have switched that in the Chiefs game.
And the hell just happened. It was nuts. What a crazy day. That was just thrilling the whole day.
But the whole weekend in general. I mean, I know we'll get into it, but the whole weekend, it was. And look, you talk about that game. Steve and I, we were doing our pregame show, so we're like, if you're watching us, you're watching the game, this is what's going on. And because Steve was like, well, you can't never count Tom Brady out. This is the start of the fourth quarter. And next thing you know, it becomes 27-13, 27-20, 27-20. We're like, oh, my gosh. And then, you know.
I hate that, though, because now everybody's like, oh, look at the comeback Tom Brady led. No, it was the Rams being a bunch of buffoons.
Oh, the Rams definitely did it.
It wasn't a Tom Brady incredible comeback. It was the buffoonery.
About the NFL is rigged.
It was like, the Rams pissed down their leg.
It was very exciting. Now, if that was a game you really cared about, like, and you were, even if you're the Chiefs fans, and if the Chiefs were the Rams, you'd have been happy they won at the end. People would have had heart attacks and died with those fumbles and the interceptions and the ball, like the snapping it over his head.
Okay, but Mike Hughes getting his ankles soul taken, like Allen Iverson crossed him over. What about Gabriel Davis? Was, you know, that Randy Moss clip? It was like 3 catches, 168 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving.
Well, Gabriel Davis was a similar stat line with 201 yards.
It's crazy.
And four touchdowns in a playoff game.
It was.
I thought Daniel Sorensen was bad, but man, Mike Hughes, I was like, oh.
Daniel Sorensen was one of the. I haven't seen the PFF grades. He was one of the best players they had yesterday. He was making tackles that they needed to make.
He
that
made one a big on Josh tackle Allen. On Josh Allen. Yeah.
Mike Hughes. Find the PFF grades. F.
Sterling?
You didn't get your analytics. It's
terrible. Charvarius Ward was also pretty solid last night. Charvarius Ward was following Stephon Diggs most of the night.
Three catches, seven yards. Well, look, now I respect
Stephon
Diggs.
Juan Thornhill was bad last night.
Juan Thornhill was bad.
Atrocious.
Last night.
Sneed did not have a good night. Sneed tackled Mike Hughes on a touchdown. I don't know. What is he even thinking? Why do you reach your hand out?
I don't have an answer to that. All I can say is what Andy Reid says, we won the game.
Well, that's true. You know, they won the game. It is. You really do have to be like, you got to correct your mistakes, but you can't dwell on it. You just got
to
go on.
Yeah, because I came to you while we were in the press box, and this was late in the fourth quarter. I'm sitting there, because I asked you, I said, is Andy, are they trying to give the game away? Because there were some questionable play calls that, now, you know, people like, in shows, I was like, well, why you want to run the football? 2 minutes left to go in the first half when the Chiefs are down on the two yard line. I'm like, there's too much time on the clock. If you try to throw the ball in, I said at least attempt a run. If you get stopped at the 1 yard line, you can let the clock go down and you don't have to always come out the huddle at 20 seconds and snap. I'm like, come out of 10 if you already know the play. Come out of 10 and let the clock run down. Well, they don't. First thing he does on second and goal, he drops back and pass incomplete. Like, come on, man. And then of course, on third down, they make the touchdown pass, but you leave a minute 52 or something on the clock for Josh Allen to come down and tie the ball game up. And then I think it was in the fourth quarter. It's third and one, I think, within the 10-yard line, and they put Patrick in motion out to the slot. Mm. And I'm like, you only need 1 yard.
It was
like,
the Blake Bell option.
I know you don't mind, but the thing is, it's already, 23-21. And it is third down. You only need 1 yard.
Sure.
Extend the drive, and then if you're going to try to do something, I mean, but extend the drives because what ended up happening was they got tackled for a loss. So you have to settle for a field goal instead of going for 1 yard, let Patrick hand the ball off or do whatever you do, get 1 yard, extend the play so you got four new downs, and then that way you can try to get a touchdown where it becomes a two-score game.
Just do a QB sneak with Blake Bell. If you're not going to run a QB
sneak
with
Mahomes. Ready for it.
They were ready for the option. You saw Sean McDermott was running down the sideline yelling, option, option, option.
I think they baited him into it because it looked like they were ready for the sneak, too. There was a lot of guys right there. It's a bad play call.
See, but if you're not going to run a QB sneak with Mahomes, then I don't mind you using Blake Bell as your QB sneak guy. He was a quarterback at Oklahoma. He should know.
Well, they've been able to get 1 yard throughout the game. So I don't see why you're trying to do something cute. When you're down there by the goal line where you need a touchdown to extend it to two scores so you don't put yourself in a situation where you kick a field goal, you're up by five, they go down and score a touchdown, and now you're trailing.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but the shortest way to get a yard is a QB sneak. Second shortest way is a fullback dive. Third shortest way is a halfback dive. Correct?
Last I checked, a straight line, yep.
So Tom Brady's made a career of QB sneaks, but the Chiefs will not use Mahomes in QB sneak situations. How did Matt Stafford score a touchdown? You think Matt Stafford's some phenomenal athlete? Matt Stafford scored a touchdown on a QB sneak. So I don't mind.
The Chiefs are just scared. Remember the time his kneecap went out?
But that's my point. It's fine with Blake. They shouldn't be. But my point is, if you're not going to do it with Mahomes, then use Blake Bell in QB sneak situations. He's a big dude.
You can use Travis
Kelce.
Don't
run an option. Sure. But don't run an option. Just go straight ahead. I didn't mind using Blake Bell. I was mad at how they used Blake Bell.
That's fair.
I have the PFF numbers for you guys. Yeah. Melvin Ingram was number one, 86.1.
I want the bad grades.
They don't have the bad grades out yet. Number two, Mahomes, 85.5. Three, Jaren Reed, 84.9.
Jaren Reed had a good game.
Orlando Brown, 80.7. I thought the interior guys did a better job, but still, Orlando Brown was solid. Tyreek Hill, 77.1. That seems very low. Melvin Ingram had one play late where he threw down that right tackle like a rag doll with one hand, just manhandled him, got to Josh Allen, but that was an issue for Kansas City all night. They kind of got to Josh Allen, but they couldn't finish him off.
The most frustrating thing was right before that touchdown pass that he threw with 13 seconds left. I think it was either Frank Clark or Ingram or something. It was like they both had a chance to tackle Josh Allen. What was it, like 4th and 8, 4th and 7, 4th and 10 or something? They had a chance to tackle him, but they missed him and ended up throwing the ball. I was like, come on, man. I'm sitting thinking like, you know what? All the bull drive I was talking all day, the bet, you know what I'm saying, that I doubled down with Jeff, because I ended up taking the bet with Jeff Chadier. You know, I was like, I saw him in the press, but I said, hey, it ain't kickoff yet. I'm taking that bet. We're doubling down. Okay. And then so he's texting me throughout the game. He's coming, looking and smiling at me like, yeah. You know, she's about to blow it. I ain't about to pay you. And, of course, everything worked out. I had to go down. I had to let him know that I'm, you know, I asked him if you want to double it up next week. Oh, still one more game. I said, what, you want to make it four? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I already got two meals coming from
you. Get out while you're ahead, Darren.
No. He talking too much stuff now. So now,
speaking of. Trying to get in your head.
No. We got him on the show tomorrow. So now I'm going to egg him on to double that double down so I can get four dinners out of him in L.A.
Four dinners in L.A. is like a new car.
Hey, with his NFL Network paycheck, I don't care. I'm going to eat well. I'm talking about Wagyu, bison, beef, tenderloin steak or something. I don't know, but any type of steak, porterhouse, 96 ounce or whatever. Oh, he's
don't eat that
for
much.
It.
That's not good for you.
It's not, but it will, because it's gonna be he's gonna be paying for it. I ain't got to eat all in one sitting.
How big of a loss was Tyrann Mathieu and obviously Rashad Fenton not playing at all that game?
I don't think it was, to be honest, because Tyrann.
That was huge. Did you see Dan Sorensen trying to set the guys up?
Tyrann made the first tackle of the season, and you see what it got him. So I appreciate him finally, you know, getting in, making a tackle, but you saw what happened to him. So
point is he is still the guy that everyone looks to defensively to get in place,
especially
the secondary. If you saw a lot of the discombobulation, no one knew where they were supposed to be. And as much as you want to say, sure, Tyrann Mathieu's not had the best season of his career, he is still that leader getting guys where they're supposed to be on defense. And I think that was a big letdown of Dan Sorensen trying to get guys there. I think we saw it with Mike Hughes. I mean, how many times did you see guys right before the snap running back and forth looking confused out there?
It wasn't great.
Well,
now, here's what – this is going to be something we're going to watch all week. because there's no fudging around this. He's in concussion protocol. This isn't a neck injury like they tried to pull last year with the Browns game when Patrick Mahomes got hit and didn't finish the game. You know, it's a neck. It's not a head, whatever. Dude is in concussion protocol, and I have not looked in the last couple of seconds. I don't believe he's tweeted. Has he tweeted?
He tweeted. Yeah, he tweeted last night. I could have sworn.
I think it was before the game.
I'm looking it up right now.
He tweeted yesterday, triple blessed or something. That was before the game. I believe.
Triple blessed, yeah.
I think that was before the game yesterday. So there's been nothing from him. He's an active guy on social media and will tweet things. He hasn't done anything.
Well, it's probably best that he doesn't. Cause
it's a five-step process to get out, blah, blah, you know.
He'll play.
I think he'll play, but this is not 1975 when you just go play. He'd have been back in the game last year.
Well,
you know,
it was a little
ago.
Bit too obvious. He did get kicked in the head, but
friendly fire too. That should have hurt Jaron Reed's Pro Football Focus grade.
Minus two. It would have been higher. It would have been 80, 84.
Yeah, if he hadn't kicked his starting safety in the back of the head.
Tyra's going to play because he still wants a contract. And look,
it's not up to him.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
You remember, can lie about these things.
Yeah, but you remember 2 years ago when Chris Jones didn't play in that first game? And the Chiefs almost lost because, you know, down by 24. He realized, well, damn, if I don't somehow play in this next game and we lose is one thing. But if I don't, you know, but if I don't play and they lose, what's going to be the purpose of signing me to a long-term deal? So he'll play because he wants the contract.
Well, it's not like an ankle injury or something where you can sit there and talk yourself through it. They got baselines and all this stuff. They got some ways to kind of test this stuff. I agree with you. I think he's going to play. But the fact that, like, you looked at the bench last night, I don't know. Maybe you can't go back on the field after the game. I think that might be a rule.
You see the one in the middle? See the one in the middle? Ah, okay. You're good.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be. It ain't like that anymore. I'm trying to think back to the Browns game. I don't think Patrick could go back on the field after the Browns game. I think when you're in concussion protocol or whatever, you may have to stay.
No. If you pass, you can get back in.
No. But Tyron clearly didn't pass. So I don't think he could go back and even stand in street clothes on the sideline. I don't think. Because I was looking for him last night. I never saw him.
Yeah, I was too. Yeah.
I never saw him come back out there again. He hasn't tweeted. I don't know. He's probably really hurt. I mean, it's my point. Or maybe they said, of course, they tell people don't tweet all the time, and they still tweet. So I don't know. It's something to watch because I don't think he's the greatest player in the world, but I do think he is someone who can line people up, and I think he's a spiritual leader. He's a, you know,
I think
motivational guy.
I think if you're the Chiefs, you tell him don't tweet because someone could egg him on and he'll come out and say something. I feel better, or they try to hold me back from playing. You know,
it's hard for him not to tweet.
What about AB's tweet? Did you see Antonio Brown? That's wild. I thought it was like a joke account, like one of those fake AB accounts. Real AB.
Man, our old friend Kelly Finley used to work at Channel 5. She texted me yesterday. She was like, you know, she was one of those people, she's from Michigan. She, you know, I guess she likes Tom Brady, but she hates him because of all the stuff he's done to teams over the year. And she was like, I can assure you AB is going to tweet something out about this. I'm like, man, he ain't going to do that. But I would have said if he did. The next thing I know, she's like, did you see AB's tweet? I said, what? And he said, like, Bucks eliminated. I'm like, come on, man. Then I had to tweet her back like, you was right, I was wrong. I mean, AB is, he's one of a kind. I mean, and that's not a good thing either.
Not in this case.
No, not in this case.
How good was Nick Bolton and Willie Gay Jr. last night?
Nick Bolton, a couple
Bolton
of huge plays.
Great,
huge plays.
That four or that third and one or third and two, and he stopped Singletary for a 2-yard loss. They were going to go for it if they got stood up or gained a yard. He stopped them.
But there were also some big stops that the defense had on Josh Allen. You know, when he started to run, especially when you knew he was going to run the football, try to get around the edge, they were able to bust through, break through, and tackle him for losses. Now, he was still able to throw the football for first downs and touchdowns. But, you know, I thought the defense overall, for what was at stake and how knowing that they were able to really keep Stephon Diggs out of the stat sheet or anything like that. And it basically just came down to Josh Allen with his legs and Josh Allen throwing to the other guy for the four touchdowns. That was really the only thing that was hurting the Chiefs. But, you know, Josh Allen's one of those guys where I do have a lot more respect for him, but to me, I was really frustrated because it seemed like a lot of people over the last couple of weeks were trying to write Patrick Mahomes off and ascend Josh Allen like he was the next greatest thing. Like,
well, I think people have a little bit too much rabbit ears. Chiefs fans are that way. You're protective of your own kind. I don't think anyone has written off Patrick Mahomes.
No. I'm not saying written off, but I'm saying no. But if you watch, obviously the main ESPN FS1 NFL Network, and they start predicting or looking at these games, everybody's talking about Josh Allen. I mean, even Sunday Countdown, you know, who has the bigger arm strength, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen and experience and all this other stuff. And it's like, it's 2-2. Like, it's not 2-2. Like, the man is beating Mahomes one time.
What I think, I watched that last night. I watched that same thing you saw, I think, on ESPN. It was 2-2. I think it was about right. I think they graded that thing about right.
I still take Mahomes.
I mean, seriously.
Well, no, I will, but whatever. I mean, it's like, Josh Allen was freaking incredible yesterday.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm not taking nothing away from what he did yesterday in that game.
And that thing we saw, I think one of them was arm strength. The other one was like intangibles. Yeah. The next one was legs, and this was this. And I think they graded that thing about right. It was 2-2. Dude was unbelievable yesterday.
Again.
Unbelievable.
Again, as it relates to yesterday's game and maybe even what he did last week, that's fine.
Or what he's done all year. The guy's had a great year.
No,
he has gotten,
I mean,
he's
he
not
had,
Patrick Mahomes, but
he
he's,
had a nice
his last
loss.
Two games were nearly perfect.
Well, no.
He was perfect against the Bills or against
the
Patriots.
I just said yesterday, but I'm saying as a body of work, when you look.
Sure.
When you're
won the Super Bowl, of course not. But I'm saying this dude is like, he's up there. He's not Patrick Mahomes, but there's no shame in losing an overtime game on the road to the Chiefs because you lost the coin toss. I mean, that is like in 2018, you sit there and watch Patrick Mahomes play Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't better than Patrick Mahomes just because he won the game. He won the game, but Allen is fantastic. Now, here's the biggest thing they have to do now. His rookie year, they were not very good. Mm-hmm. They won 6 games. The next year, they made the playoffs. They went and they lost.
Because he dropped ass in mid-game. And
he was terrible. He was throwing the ball around. Like you know, that's the Texans beat him. And the Texans came to Kansas City, got up 24-0, whatever. The next year, they win a playoff game at home. They win the division. They come to Kansas City. They kind of got beat up pretty good. This year, they won the division again. That's 2 in a row. Hadn't been done in 30 years or whatever in Buffalo. They come to Kansas City. They have a lead with 13 seconds to go. It's baby steps. But can you keep getting your butt up off the mat and going through it? Mentally, do you have that? Can you do that? That's the thing that, like, are we looking at Brady Manning? I don't know. Peyton Manning, Hall of Fame player, absolute stud. The Colts were good enough to go to 4 Super Bowls probably when he was a quarterback there. Well, they didn't go to 4 Super Bowls. Because they would lose to Tom Brady or something would happen. So is Patrick Mahomes Tom Brady? Is he going to win 7 of these things? Right now he's only won 1, and he's only been to 2 Super Bowls. I think they're going to beat the Bengals. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I think they have a very good chance to win it. But they haven't done it yet, right? So can you go do that? You know, I think Chiefs fans have got to get off. You're going to have to get used to for 15 years people taking shots at Patrick Mahomes because you just take shots at the great players. The same shots everyone took at Tom Brady for all these years. That's just that's human nature. You're sick of what you see, right? It's why many people hate Kansas basketball. They've had enough. They don't want to see it again.
Now,
the good thing about Kansas basketball is there's different players every few years.
True that, believe
so it's different. If Patrick Mahomes is here forever, people are going to hate him.
Well, Lebo, we're going to hate you if you don't let us go to break. So
go to break anytime. All you have to do is push the button.
In the middle of Lebo talking.
Go take a brief time out. You're listening to Darren and Sloan. We'll be back with Todd Lebo here on ESPN Kansas City.
Hi, Ollie Gates here. The Gates family would like to say thank you for allowing us to serve you for 75 years, a milestone which would not have been possible without your support. Thanks again, and remember, whatever the case may be, keep the faith.
Well, oh, south side of Chicago.
Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Lebo joining us. You got it?
Jim Croce.
Yeah.
Or would you say Croce? Because like Kelsey or Kels?
Jim Croce. Croce. Yeah. Like crochet.
I say Croce. Like Kels. Just stop it there. Don't say that E at the end. bad Leroy Brown. My principal at Truman High School, the whole time I was in high school, Leroy Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Baddest man in the whole damn town. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Junkyard dog, one of our favorite wrestlers back in the day, right? JYD.
Oh, yeah. That one bites the dust.
Mm.
It's before your time, Sterling.
Yeah.
Plane crash. Jim Croce? Plane crash died, I think.
Was it?
I think so. Something. Well, died too young.
If you could stop time in a bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
I know that song.
Spend every day.
Isn't that the Wonder Years or that summer?
They might have used that in there.
No, I know that.
He died 1973 at the Nacogdoches Airport.
They sung that song in The Hangover. Sung the song in The Hangover. See? That's where it came from, see?
That's a white person movie. What are you watching that for? Come on now.
It had Mike Tyson in it.
Ah, there you go.
He was only 30. Look at that picture of him. He looks like he's 48.
Exactly.
People looked older back then.
Yeah, it's a hard life back in the day, man.
And actually, it was a little Asian dude that sung the song.
Ken Jeong.
Sung it in the elevator. Like, yo. Anyway.
The pilot crashed. Pilot error. That's a tough one. Oof.
Hold on. So, this was NFL Wild Card Weekend. What were you all's take from the games on Saturday, especially knowing that we have to play Cincinnati here, but also Aaron Rodgers getting eliminated once again?
Flashbacks for every Chiefs fan of our age watching Tennessee blow a home playoff game. Mm. That just felt very 90s Chiefsy, right? You know, superior team, couple of mistakes at quarterback, don't quite do things right, and all of a sudden you're done. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Bengals are ready for this heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bills were ready for it. They just didn't have quite enough. Now, the Bills were not overmatched in this game. I think the Bengals are going to come in here and probably be overmatched. I do not think they're ready for this smoke. They're just not, okay? But I'll give Joe Burrow all the credit in the world for finding a way to get it done, and you got to credit the hell out of that kicker. The kid's a stud. He made a lot of kicks against the Raiders, and then he made the big one there. If Joe Burrow comes to Kansas City and performs like the way he performed against the Chiefs in Week 17, then we got a problem in the AFC. If Big Game Joe is going to come into Arrowhead and win the game, then all of a sudden you're like, dude, what is this all about? I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think so at all.
Did you hear the kicker supposedly before the 53-yarder?
Looks like we're going to the AFC title game.
Looks like we're going. The stones on that guy, a 53-yarder.
He's a rookie. I remember watching the game where they're playing against the Packers, and that was a game where he missed two field goals. Mm. Mason Crosby missed. Nobody wanted to win the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's that kid, and he has gotten so much better as the season's gone along. Did he miss a field goal in his final college game?
Where was he at?
Florida.
I assume it was to OU.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah. He missed a field goal in that game. He couldn't take the Sooner heat. Couldn't take it down there.
By the way, Chiefs cut Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
So they hope to retain him on practice squad.
They're just being nice to him to try to make sure he gets more money
for
like playoff stuff. You know, but they can't dilly-dally with him on their roster anymore. It's real time now.
Yeah.
Well, did he have to bring Colin Sander?
It was designated, had to come off. So they had to do something. They're like, we can't just hang you around anymore. But if they bring him back and get him on, like who's going to claim him? No one, and they'll get him back, and he'll get a little more money. I mean, they want to do what's right for him in his personal life. But the Bengals they're gutty and tough. Here's what we're going to see. First drive of the game, Bills went for 2 fourth downs, right?
Wait, by the way, is it only a stupid decision when you don't make the fourth downs? Because I didn't hear anyone complaining about McDermott.
It's only stupid when you don't get it.
Okay.
We know that.
I just wanted to confirm that all you guys hate.
Now, there were
two other spots
later, and I don't hate analytics. There were two other spots later in the game where it was clearly win percentage go for it, and they both punted, both of them, Andy Reid and McDermott punted. They're still old school.
Oh, Andy Reid for sure.
Zach Taylor is 100% going for fourth downs. They are going for them. So be ready to try to stop those guys for four downs, not three downs.
They've got nothing to lose.
Exactly. And the Bills went for four, but, you know, their desperation was at the end. They had to.
The first two, though, were legit.
The first two were like, we are going for this. And the first one was the one where Tyron got hurt.
Yeah.
They ran Colin Klein right, and dude just ran over people. And Tyron got credit for the tackle. I don't know if he touched him, whatever, but he was the guy who was laying on the ground when he ran by him. And then the other one was great design on the pitch play. They're so amped up down the goal line to stop Allen.
Yeah.
I thought he made a poor decision on third down. He was doing the zone read wrong, but the pitch play was great. That was a walk-in touchdown. The Bengals are going to come in here, and they are going to go for it. They were going to go for fourth downs. They're not coming in here to not go for it. I think they played a little bit tight. They kicked too many field goals, really, against the Raiders.
Yeah.
They know they can't do that against this outfit. Threes ain't going to win. So they're going to come in here and try to get it. The other game on Saturday was as shocking a result as I've seen in the postseason in a long time. Not that just the fact that the Packers lost, but the part where they scored a touchdown in 5 minutes and then they didn't score another touchdown for the whole game.
Yeah. And everyone likes to blame the special teams debacle that led to the touchdown for San Fran. But my point is, you scored 10 points and you're the MVP. Mm-hmm. And how does he not get more blame for this?
Well, he's getting a lot of the blame, I think.
Yeah, he's getting a lot. Well,
everyone's making the jokes. No, I'm talking about some serious blame.
The special teams deserve some.
They got a blocked punt and a blocked field goal, and they sent 10 guys on the field for the last field goal after a timeout. That wasn't great. But the Niners, whatever they did on defense, got it straightened out. Mm-hmm. They got it straightened out. They got after Rodgers. They got him moving. But his decision on third down, Patrick Mahomes had 13 seconds to go win the game. He had 3.5 minutes, and he went three and out. And his decision to zing the ball 45 yards downfield was laughable.
With a wide open
Lazard
mm-hmm. over the middle. It was mind-numbingly stupid.
Now, here's what you know. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is even thinking there. I guess he's thinking, I'll take this shot because I don't believe in Jimmy G and we're going overtime or whatever. I don't know. But they got guys on San Francisco. You just find Kittle. You find Samuel. And then you go. And
Ayuk's pretty damn solid,
the
too.
The third and six. Packers defense gives up an 8-yard run on third and six that winds it down to nothing. Now the game's over. It's just field goal or not. That was shocking. Shocking result that they only scored 7 points on offense. Mm-hmm. Well, they got 10. 10 points. Unbelievable. Crazy, crazy stuff. And I haven't seen the TV numbers from that one nationally.
I think it's going to come out tomorrow. But a lot of people have said that this is probably the good. And look, and I said it on – I think I said it maybe Saturday night that this is like the best. This is why I love this type of. This is the best weekend in the NFL or in the sports, because you got what should be, I guess, the eight best teams, you know, vying for, you know, those final spots in both respective conferences, and for both of those games ended the way that they did on Saturday, and then of course what took place on Sunday, everybody's talking about, you know, like the end. Because it's funny, a lot of people complain about the schedules and the games last weekend because of the blowouts, but then this weekend, like, the NFL won, you know, because of all the games and how they turned out. Eyeballs glued. Said, I did read where at one point, I think it might have been at 9 o'clock our time, while the game was getting close to an end, going in overtime, Kansas City had a 90 share. CBS had a 90 share in Kansas City.
In Kansas City, yeah.
10% of the audience was doing something else.
They're but falling 90%, asleep with their channel on something else. I don't know.
90% of the TVs in the metro area tuned into the game. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it makes you think about that other 10%. What are you doing?
The same people who were upset it went to OT, so they couldn't watch their NCIS.
That means if it's 90%, means your TV is on and it's on another channel.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? Did you just click around during a commercial and then like fall out and fall asleep? I don't know. I don't know what you're on.
Man, that can't happen.
What you're on is drugs.
Maybe so.
Well, look, we're going to take a quick time, and when we come back, we'll get Lebo's predictions on the championship games, and we'll see whether or not he actually shows up this time around.
Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Lebo.
Steve Miller Band.
It's a pretty easy one, but.
High and watch, get it, sit around the house, get high and watch the tube, Darren.
The people that weren't watching the Chiefs game.
I will tell you this. The game last night made me want to try it.
I'll tell you this. I walked outside after the game, and that's all I smelled. There was a party in the parking lot at Arrowhead.
I'll tell you this, Auburn's now number one in the AP poll, first time ever. Too bad Mizzou didn't get Bruce Pearl because they didn't want any
baggage.
Any baggage. And so you get Frank Haith, who?
Had baggage.
Who had baggage, yeah. That was great job, Mizzou.
Hey, Kansas tonight, Texas Tech. It's a big game at Allen Fieldhouse. We kind of forgot it was happening. Yes.
I forgot about crazy. It.
And also, how the hell do they come back against K-State? I was watching that game. K-State was up 5.
Well, it's K-State. K-State's K-State. 16-point lead at halftime, and then they just couldn't make a shot when
they were
it counted.
Up 5 with 48 seconds left, I want to say.
It's crazy, man. Crazy. Ochai Obagi just kind of took the game over. He was incredible. Seriously, it was a tough time for Coach Self. His father passed away on Friday, and he's a longtime coach in Oklahoma. So he was considering not going to the game and coaching, but he was like, he told a story after the game about how his dad has been sick, and he had told him after the Oklahoma game, which was on Tuesday last week, your team didn't look ready, because he had not gone to the walkthrough because he had gone to see his dad. So he had that like hanging in his head, like, my dad told me my team wasn't ready on Tuesday and they didn't play very well. He's going to be really ticked if I don't go handle this business, and they got it done. It meant a lot to him. So tough deal, you know, losing your dad like that, but big win for Kansas in that rivalry, but there's no time to waste because Tech is good. Tech is good, and we'll see if, because they lost to him. And Tech beat him pretty easy down in Lubbock. We'll see if Tech can bring it on the road up here. Tech has already won in Lubbock, so they brought the show on the road. Now, Lubbock ain't Lawrence, so we'll see how that one goes.
Well, Lebo, you and I will be out at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday for
Two Bells kickoff.
For the AFC Championship game, but we'll start with the second game because we don't know who's going to be in that one, but I'll say who's going to advance. So your thoughts on the
six
Rams?
Six in a row for the Niners over the Rams? Is that number right? They've beaten them six straight times.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, they got their number.
Well, do they make
that's
it seven?
That's almost half of what Kansas City has done to the Broncos.
Now, here's the deal. The Broncos haven't been any good. The Rams have gone to the Super Bowl in the last few years. They're a legitimate franchise. Of course, the Niners have gone as well. I think it's got to end. I think the Rams win this game. Just enough, you know, star stuff here. I mean, Von Miller made big plays for him. Jimmy G did not do much. He's going to need to do more. There's not enough out there for them without the quarterback making some plays.
But we also thought that against Green Bay, too.
Well, I don't think that – if the Rams get a punt blocked, get a field goal blocked, blah, blah, blah.
The 49ers came back
of the Packers, right, Sterling?
Yeah, just a little bit.
But they also came back from 17
they
down.
They did. They came back in a game that they had to win. But I think the Rams are going to squeak this one out. I think they're going to squeak this
do you
one
have,
out.
Do you have an issue if the Chiefs play them, and if the Chiefs win and play them in the Super Bowl,
if
with them playing
home field again
twice,
yeah,
2 years in a row?
It's the way it goes.
Yeah, but I mean, look—if you do what you're supposed to do, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, hey, they know that
it's going to be more Chiefs fans than
Chiefs
Rams
lost
fans
in that stadium.
No, they've won
in that stadium. They had a problem
2-0.
Out there.
But here's the thing. Now, well, luckily the league is going to take over because the Rams are actually keeping the tickets that they sell tickets within the L.A. County zip code. You know that they're not. You know, if you try to get out of San Francisco, they're going to reject it and refund you your money. But
by the way, did you see? This is a hilarious story. They'll find a way around this. Coming up on February 19th, on a Saturday, there's a Texas plays at home against Texas Tech in Lubbock. So they do the same thing. They got like a promo code to buy tickets. The Texas Tech fans are salty because Chris Beard took them to a Final Four. Second or two away from winning a national championship, and then left to go back to his school, Texas. They can't sell tickets to Texas, all right? They just don't care that much yet. Everybody in Lubbock got this promo code. They have bought every ticket to that game. So on the 19th, it's a Saturday game. Turn that thing on. It's going to be the wildest thing you ever saw. All these Texas Tech fans, it'll be like an old Nebraska game in football at Kansas or in Missouri back in the day when they would just come by them. Texas Tech is invading Austin. And the Niners fans will still – they'll find their way in because they got a lot of money up there. It's all this Silicon Valley stuff. There will be a lot of Niners fans in that stadium. That's going to be something to see, though. But you can try your best to keep people out. It's hard.
Yeah.
They want that money.
So who you got? Who you got between –
Chiefs win this one. I think – what's the line?
Score? Seven.
Seven. I think Chiefs win this by like 10 to 14 or something. I don't think this is going to be a fourth quarter game unless – the Chiefs turn it over a bunch. Mm-hmm. We said this last week. Chiefs were not going to lose the game if they're even against the Bills. I thought they could have been minus one as long as it wasn't a tragic turnover where someone scores on it. And that was the big key in the game. They took care of the football. So I like the Chiefs at least 10 points in this game.
All right. Well, we'll do this again next week. Knock on wood. We'll do it again next week. And, Lebo, I'll see you out there Sunday. And we'll either celebrate or cry on each other's shoulders.
However it works, we'll do it.
However it works. Until then, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be joined by the NFL Network's Jeff Chedid. Until then, Darren Sterling, ESPN Kansas City, we are out.